This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we'll get fresh data on spending for construction. And according to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is now at its highest since 2018. And that's part of the plan, the Federal Reserve's plan, to tamp down economic activity to stamp out inflation. But in a country with an ongoing crisis in housing, these policies should slow home building. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
A Fed rate hike can make all kinds of loans more expensive, including the loans that developers take out to build new homes.
It's yet another factor that's increasing the cost of construction.
Robert Dietz is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders. He says in the short run, rising interest rates could cool down home prices, but in the long run, they can make a big problem in the housing market even worse, a lack of supply.
It's going to have impacts on housing inventory 3 to 4 years down the road.
And higher financing costs come at a tough time for home builders, says Dan Dunmoyer with the California Building Industry Association.
Nails, fixtures, hinges, every single component has gone up in cost over the last year.
Dunmoyer says eventually those costs will get passed on to home buyers. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.